Some adults have said they travel with a child to increase their chances of being freed rather than remaining in detention for an extended time. Having fled violence in their home countries, they then request asylum. Minor children are being brought under treacherous circumstances because we have incentivized this, said Dan Stein, president of the Federation for American Immigration Reform, a national organization that lobbies for curbing all immigration. Politicians who could solve the problem are not rectifying the abuse in our asylum system that is encouraging people to come under these conditions, he added. In a Christmas morning question and answer session with reporters, President Trump touted his administration's immigration policies and demanded further funding for a border wall. While he castigated migrants, the president did not bring up the boy's death hours earlier. So you have drugs, you have human trafficking, Mr. Trump said. You have illegal people coming into our country. We can't do that. We don't know who they are. In a brief phone call, Hogan Gidley, a White House spokesman, called the death of the 8-year-old boy very sad and said administration officials were trying to get a clearer understanding of what had happened to him from the Department of Homeland Security. Several Democratic members of Congress responded to news of the boy's death with sharp criticism of the Trump administration's approach to the border. This is devastating news on Christmas Day, a time when so many around the world are holding their families and loved ones close. And my heart goes out to this young boy's family, said Senator Tom Udall, Democrat of New Mexico, calling for a full investigation. Homeland Security officials have struggled to answer questions about how many people have been harmed as a result of the administration's detention policies. Last week, Christian Nielsen, the Secretary of Homeland Security, was unable to answer a question about how many people had died in custody.